At Mother's Day, my cooking is so bad that we pray after the meal.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Whether or not you have grandkids, you'll love some of the hilarious things they say and do. We just kissed 5 grandkids goodbye, and I'm already missing them. Sure, they leave a mess, but they say things like, "You're old on the outside, but young on the inside." Aw. Sadly, they don't stay small forever, but that's okay. I only have so many horsey rides in me. Dave Barry once wrote, "The best babysitters, of course, are the baby's grandparents. You feel completely comfortable entrusting your baby to them for long periods, which is why most grandparents flee to Florida." Well, the stories that come from grandkids make staying home priceless. Andre, age 9, needed a haircut. His little sister Macy, age 6, said, "Don't let Grandma Calloway do it. She used to cut Dad's hair, and now he's bald." One grandma tucked her grandchildren into bed, then changed into old slacks and a droopy blouse and washed her hair. The kids were getting louder and wilder, and her patience grew thinner. Finally, she threw a towel around her head and stormed into their room, putting them back to bed with stern warnings. As she left, she heard the 3-year-old say in a shaky voice, "Who was that?" A young grandson called to wish his grandpa happy birthday. "How old are you?" he asked. Grandpa said, "I'm 80. The grandson was quiet. Then he asked, "Did you start at 1? A grandma asked her 5-year-old granddaughter what she wanted to be when she grew up. "A cashier," she replied. When grandma asked why, she said, "Because I get to take people's money." A grandpa writes, "When my grandson was 2, he sat on his chair eating an apple. I walked by and asked if I could have a little bite. So my grandson leaned over and gently bit my arm." Reminds me of the cannibal who ordered a pizza with everyone on it. A grandma was telling her little granddaughter what her own childhood was like. "We used to skate outside on a pond, honey. I had a swing made from a tire. It hung from a tree in our front yard. We rode our pony. We picked wild raspberries in the woods." The little girl was wide-eyed, taking this all in. At last she said, "I sure wish I'd have gotten to know you sooner." You know, the second most influential people in a child's life are grandparents. 1 month ago, we welcomed Abby, our 16th. Holding her, I'm reminded of 3 things we have covenanted to do. 1, pray. From moment 1, we began praying for each of them. Each day, we pray that, like Jesus, our kids and grandkids will grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Friends of ours are allowed no contact with their grandkids, yet still they pray. Prayer is a privilege and a source of peace in a turbulent world. 2, teach. We do so with our lives, by God's grace, by keeping promises, by being available when possible, being approachable, by showing and telling them what God has done for us, as Psalm 145 tells us to do. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. And 3, age gracefully. In the end, I'd like to do a few things well and not get all flustered about the trivial. I'd like to listen, invest in memories, model faith, and plenty of joy. For the grandparent, goofiness is next to godliness. I hope they look back and think, "He sure loved Jesus, and he sure loved me. He shared wisdom with me and with my parents, but only when they asked for it." This weekend, the grandkids are coming again, and I can't wait. They're the only ones who can get more out of me than Revenue Canada.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good." Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.